Okay, imagine this. You walk into your kitchen and there's this amazing smell, right? That rich, warm aroma. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a curry simmering away or something roasting. Beans, maybe?
Yeah, that earthy smell.
Exactly. It just hits you, transports you somewhere, and you can almost taste that depth. What is that? That little seed doing all the heavy lifting?
It's often cumin, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And today, that's what we're diving deep into. Cumin, one of the world's oldest, most, you know, distinctive spices. Small seed, huge character.
Definitely huge character.
So our mission today, for you listening, is to take you on a journey. We'll look at cumin's history, which is fascinating, unpack its unique flavor, where it's used around the world, which is pretty much everywhere.
It really is a globetrotter.
And even some surprising benefits. The idea is you'll walk away really knowing this spice, not just recognizing it, but understanding it.
Knowing those key nuggets, yeah.
Straight away, you probably know its warmth, that nutty flavor, the toasty smell. It brings this earthy, almost smoky edge to dishes.
You find it everywhere. Mm. Middle East, India, North Africa, Latin America. It's foundational.
Okay, so let's unpack that history you mentioned. It goes back thousands of years. Where did it all start for such a big deal spice?
Well, it's really ancient. Its roots are in the Mediterranean and the Middle East. We're talking cultivation for over 4,000 years.
4,000?
Yeah. And its uses back then were so varied. Think ancient Egypt. They used it for cooking, sure, but also in ceremonies.
Ceremonies. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the Romans. They loved it for seasoning meats. Then over in India, ancient Ayurvedic texts were already praising its digestive powers.
Interesting. Some medicinal use, too, early on.
Absolutely. But maybe the most surprising thing.
The one.
Imagine paying for stuff with cumin.
Wait, what? Like money?
Exactly. The ancient Greeks actually used it as currency sometimes.
No way. Cumin as cash. That tells you how valuable it must have been.
It really does. And another fun fact for you, it gets mentioned in both the Bible and old Egyptian papyrus scrolls. It's just deeply embedded in human history.
That's incredible. Currency. Were other spices used like that commonly, or was cumin special?
Well, many spices were valuable, for sure. Think pepper, cloves. But cumin being used as actual exchange, like money, that really highlights just how widespread the demand was.
Yeah.
It was definitely in that elite group of spices that were more than just flavor. They were trade goods.
Right. Wow. Okay, so beyond just spice, how do we describe its actual personality? In the kitchen, I mean. What makes it taste and smell so distinct?
It definitely has its own voice. Flavor-wise, we'd say warm, pungent.
Yeah.
It's got nutty, toasty notes, sometimes a little touch of bitterness.
Pungent. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
It is. And it's bold, very aromatic. But here's the thing, the absolute crucial tip.
Okay.
You get the best from it when it's toasted or bloomed in fat like oil or ghee.
Mm.
That process just unlocks everything, the full aroma, the deepest flavor.
For toasting the seeds first.
Yeah.
Or heating the ground stuff in oil.
Exactly. And it comes in different forms.
Yeah.
You know, whole seeds, which are great for toasting, ground, which is convenient. And then sometimes you hear about black cumin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Is that just a different variety?
That's the key thing. It's actually a totally different plant. Usually nigella, sometimes bunium. It has its own unique flavor profile. People often confuse them, but they're not the same cumin.
Ah, good distinction. So stick with the regular cumin, cuminum simonum, for that classic flavor we're talking about.
Precisely.
That makes sense. You know, many of us have probably eaten tons of cumin without really thinking about it.
Mm.
But knowing the toasting or blooming step, that seems like the game changer.
It really is. It makes all the difference in getting its true character into the dish.
So you called it a globetrotter earlier. It really does seem to be everywhere. Where does it particularly shine?
Oh, it's incredibly versatile culturally. Like you said, Mexico to Morocco, India to Iran.
Mm-hmm.
It's a staple ingredient. Think about classic spice blends.
Garam masala.
Definitely. Garam masala. Taco seasoning. Baharat from the Middle East. Dukkah from Egypt. Cumin is usually right there in the center.
And that looming technique must be key there, too.
Absolutely. Adding it to the hot oil early on lets that aroma just bloom.
Hmm.
Fills the whole kitchen. That's the foundation.
Okay, so blends. What about specific dishes?
Well, in stews and curries, it adds amazing depth. Think bean dishes, lentils, lamb, chicken. It just grounds everything. And it balances out tomato-based sauces really well, pulses, too.
And vegetables?
Oh, yeah. Pairs beautifully with things like aubergine, eggplant, carrots, cabbage, squash. You even find toasted seeds used in pickling or in chutneys, sometimes infused oils.
What does it pair well with, flavor-wise, like other spices or ingredients?
It loves chili, garlic, coriander seed, its frequent partner cinnamon, tomato, definitely aubergine, lamb, chickpeas. Lime adds a nice brightness with it. Lemon, too. Lots of options.
Okay.
Lots to play with.
And here's a fun cultural note from Morocco. You know how we have salt and pepper on the table?
Well, in Morocco, they often have a little bowl of cumin right there, too, for sprinkling on food as you eat.
Really? Just like salt. That shows how essential it is.
It really does. And think about chili con carne. That smoky depth. A lot of that is cumin working its magic.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or in Indian cooking, the tadka or tempering at the end, where they sizzle spices in hot oil or ghee and pour it over the dish. Toasted cumin is very often a star player there.
That final burst of flavor. Okay, so for us cooking at home, what's the main takeaway? It's not just about measuring it out from a jar, right?
Exactly. It's more than just following the recipe amount. That chef's tip we mentioned is honestly the most important thing.
Remind us.
For the absolute best, deepest flavor. Toast the whole seeds yourself until they smell amazing, then grind them right before you use them. Add the cumin ground or whole to your hot oil or fat early in the cooking. Let it bloom.
Bloom. Got it. That simple step makes the difference.
It really elevates the whole dish. It's the biggest impact thing you can do with cumin.
It's pretty amazing how much flavor comes from this tiny seed, but you hinted it does more than just taste good. What else is going on there?
It absolutely does. Mm-hmm. Beyond the flavor, cumin has a long history of perceived health benefits and other uses.
Like the digestive thing you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. It's well known traditionally as a digestive aid. It's thought to stimulate enzyme production, maybe help soothe bloating, that sort of thing.
Interesting.
It's also quite rich in iron, which is good to know, a natural dietary source. And it contains antioxidants, like one called cumin aldehyde, so it has some anti-inflammatory properties attributed to it.
Okay.
And in Sok medicine, traditionally, people have used cumin teas for things like nausea, fatigue, even cold symptoms.
Huh, tea.
Yeah. It kind of raises an interesting point, doesn't it? How often do we stop and think about the holistic value of the spices just sitting in our pantry, beyond just making food taste nice?
That's a really great point. We just reach for them for flavor. Are there any common myths about cumin's benefits, or maybe some really unusual uses we wouldn't expect?
Well, you know, while many traditional uses have some scientific backing, it's always wise to rely on current health advice for any real conditions. But as for unusual applications, cumin oil actually gets used in perfume blending.
Perfume. Cumin.
Mm-hmm. And in some natural remedies, too. So its reach extends quite a bit beyond just the kitchen spice rack.
Wow. Okay, so summing this all up, cumin's journey is pretty epic. From ancient currency, literally, to this absolute staple in kitchens worldwide, plus these potential health angles.
It's a powerhouse in a tiny package.
And the core thing for us cooks, the big takeaway from this deep dive today, seems to be understanding its real character, especially that trick, the toasting, the blooming, to unlock its full potential.
Absolutely. That transforms it.
And, you know, there's a great quote that seems to capture it. Cumin is the quiet fire in the background, never loud, but always missed when it's gone.
That's perfect. It's not always the star, but its absence leaves a hole.
So we really encourage you, listening at home, experiment with cumin this week. Maybe try that Moroccan thing. Keep a little bowl on the table. Or just pay attention when you use it. Notice how its subtle warmth defines a dish without shouting.
Yeah, be mindful of it.
And that leaves us with the final thought for you to mull over. What ingredient in your pantry might be one of those quiet fires? Something you perhaps underestimate, but that quietly makes everything better.